Swamiji, what I'd like for you to talk about is what we've spoken about before. It is grace that brings us to this place. Like, it is grace that preserves us in our sadhana.
It is grace which has started even before we were born. And it is that grace which had already fixed which parents we will have, which environment we will have, what sort of upbringing we will have, to what end we will use our life. The grace had already decided, and the grace had been working before we came in the womb of our mother.
Then even the difficulties in sadhana, the ones that we feel are insurmountable, that also is grace.
Exactly so, because for an ordinary B examination, how much effort you put before the examination, night and day, taking a cup of tea or coffee, you are working so hard, and there is nothing, there is no guarantee you are going to get happiness out of that. There is no guarantee you are going to get a beautiful job out of that, and still you do it. Here is a case where it is guaranteed that you will get that ultimate bliss, a bliss which you can never imagine, which you can never dream of. And we want to have it cheap without doing any effort. Yes, the effort is required. But the effort which you require, it is not actually an effort at all. The ultimate analysis, the entire thing is a dream. In the dream, fully after having your supper, you went to bed. In the dream, you feel you have got a terrific hunger. You go for 5 kilometers walking, there is the nearest restaurant. So you make effort, and then you eat a lot. But actually, when you wake up, did you go all these 5 kilometers? Did you have any effort? Not at all.
Yes.
In the same way, ultimately, the grace works. And the grace alone does all the effort. We think that we are making the effort. Just as we think everywhere that I am doing this, I am doing this. That doership which you are attributing yourself, you are only an instrument through which the divine love passes through, doing its own work and mission.
So can it be said then that our cooperation with the grace of God should be our patient perseverance to let the grace do its work in its own time?
Exactly so. See, Aurobindo has once told, you should have that patience and that perseverance as if you are going to get it after billions of years. But you should have that zeal and enthusiasm as if you are going to get it within 10 minutes' time.
Oh. Yes.
Don't feel frustrated. You should have that every minute you are fresh. You have the zeal. I am going to get it just now. That's it.
Even though you speak of, rightly so, of this life, this world as a dream, but you've also said it to be a nightmare, and therefore exit doors must be sought to wake up.
Exactly.
Not
so.
Just say it's a dream and let it go on. We need to extricate ourselves.
Perfectly so. But if you are in hell, you entered through a door. That's also the exit door. So, even in the hell, there's an exit door. It is not outside the hell. It is inside the hell.
Yes.
Similarly, all the exit doors, not one, there were so many. The Guru, the great holy men, the holy men of the past, the scriptures, they all have been provided as exit doors to get out of the dream. But we are so clever that we avoid going anywhere near those exit doors. We love to come round and round in the vicious circle. And we love to have the nightmares, unfortunately.
So in other words, what we should want, we just don't want?
Exactly so. That is why yesterday a gentleman came. He was putting so many questions. This morning also he came. Finally, he told me, "Sir, I do not know what is the goal of life." I said, "Oh my Lord, you have been doing so much sadhana without knowing where you are to go and where you are going." I told him, "Look here, it is such a common sense. We are all working for happiness. And you know that happiness nobody has got outside the world. He might have enough of money. He may have everything, the loveliest of wives and children. But it doesn't make up for his happiness. Ask any man, even a millionaire when he dies, how much happy he has been. He had never known happiness. He had been earning money for happiness, but he had never had a day of happiness. So, when it is not available anywhere outside in all the sensuous objects, it has to be inside. But how to go inside? You shut your eyes, there is no inside. You can't see. But what is inside? There are only two sides. Either you are outside or inside. So you shut the outside. Shut all the objects, all the attractions and detractions, all the hate and love, and all the emotions relating to all the outside objects. You will have no thought. So shut out the entire outside world. You are automatically inside. And there the Lord is waiting with his open arms.
So am I correct to assume that the process of shutting out the outside or stopping the input from the world is a description of meditation and prayer?
Exactly so. The entire purpose of meditation, the entire purpose of prayers, the entire purpose of concentration is you cannot stop all the thoughts of the world. There are such strong desires imbibed by you for such a long time. That is impossible to eliminate them all. So the better way is reduce those multiple thoughts to one thought. The thought of the Lord, the prayers, the meditation, the mantra, going on repeating, Lord Jesus, peace be unto me. So you go on asking, begging, then what happens? Your emotion, which is all resting on your wife, children, money, it is all turned towards that one Lord. And that Lord is that entirety. You are only seeing a dream. The entire dream is dreamt by that one dreamer. There is that one cosmic reality. And he is a living and loving reality. So naturally, he will respond to every smile of yours. Every smile of yours brings 1,000 smiles in his face. Every moment of yours brings 1,000 moments towards you from the Lord. It is meditation. The entire purpose of meditation is when you cannot stop all the thoughts, reduce it to one thought, go on concentrating, concentrating, concentrating. That's all. Then automatically the world leaves. You get more and more attraction. The more you think of a thing, even if it's a little thing, every day you come into contact with it, you will begin to love it. And God, He is all love. He is responsive, not like the pig. And how much more you will get attracted to Him. Everything will simply look absolutely insipid in this world. That day will come. Till that day continue, then no effort is needed afterwards.
But you refer to causing that love from within toward God to grow. It must be a constant, daily effort.
Exactly so. But, number one, how do you create love when you don't have it? The first question is, how do you create love? When a child is born, it neither knows its mother nor daddy. At least the mother cuddles. The father it never knows. How does it develop a love towards him? Only, again and again the mother says, see, your daddy has brought you so many playthings. Your daddy has brought this. Then you think you begin to love. You fake love. And a lie repeated 1,000 times becomes a fact. So a fake repeated 20,000 times becomes a fact. You really begin to love him. So that is the only way you start loving.
Fake it.
Fake it, that's all.
And then the Divine Mother says, I'm tired of your lying and saying you love me. I'm going to make you love me.
Exactly so. Exactly so. Exactly so. That's all. See, when you wholly love somebody, irrespective of all their faults, irrespective of the fact the man is trying even to murder you, then that man will be overwhelmed by the waves of your love. The moment you begin to hate, that hate goes, again further hate comes, the hate only will grow. The moment, that is why they say in our shastras, the viparita bhavana. That is, you think of the opposite. When a man is angry with you, absolutely be calm and loving towards him. How long can his anger last against you? It cannot.
But sometimes it's easier said than done. When anger and hardship is forced upon you by the cruelty of another, you must be empowered to have that mercy and compassion to turn it into something positive.
Yes.
How is that gained?
Prayers. Ask the mother. Mother, that fellow is my enemy. I am unable to forgive him. Please, take away. I can't love him. At least take away my ill will from my heart. After all, whatever he does, he is going to get the recompense at the other end. Why should I bother about it? By going on entertaining the hatred, it is I who is to get the cancer of my heart. So please, my Lord, even if I cannot love him, please take away my ill will towards him. Let me be neutral at least. I am seeing so many people. I neither love nor I hate. At least let me be like this. You pray, pray, pray for anything. Even for love, you pray and you will definitely get. I will tell you one small instance. A lady was an undersecretary, an African lady in the United Nations, once came to see Satya Sai Baba along with a small child. She was to go back. She sat in the plane and very soon the people who take it over and all that?
The hostesses or the stewards, the duty?
Hijacking.
Oh,
so the hijacker is
over the plane, yes.
And they went, the two of them covered the pilot. And one chap was placing some small bombs like in various places.
Yes, terrorists.
The lady immediately thought of Satya Sai Baba and said, Baba, I had come to see you all the way. This is how you recompense me by taking me to eternity with all my child. Then Pat came and replied in her heart, love those chaps who are there around you. She says, how can I? The fellows are pointing their rifles at me and the fellow is placing the bomb. How can I love him? He said, if you cannot love, pray to the Lord to remove your ill will against him. She was praying. Within a few minutes, the fellow was placing. He suddenly stopped. It looked as if he was confused. He was just sitting idle. The others were all looking at him. Within a few minutes, the fellows from inside the cockpit, they walked with the pilot. They made a forced landing in some field, in some remote place. They all got out and walked. Nothing happened. Nobody knew how it happened, why it happened. Nobody knew. This is a case in point. So, the way is prayers. Even prayers, you don't have the heart to do it. What else can you do? Save the company of holy men. Wherever they are, you just, even if it is by chance, it doesn't matter, you go and hear. A small story. Yeah, a thief was once going in a forest. It was raining heavily. He saw shelter in a place where the Mahavir, the founder of the Jainism, he was giving a talk. She was there only for 2 minutes. He heard only one sentence. The sentence was, look here, sometimes the gods and the goddesses, they visit the human plane. They look like human beings. The way in which you can discriminate is, see whether their feet touches the ground. Their feet will not touch the ground if they are goddesses. This is all he heard. I don't know, he was talking about some things. He went away. The king was trying to catch him a long time. He wanted to get a confession that he had done so many robberies. But there was no proof against him. So, he thought of a new plan. That day this fellow was brought. He was drugged, he was unconscious. He was taken to a big mansion which was arranged like the heavens. There were a number of beautiful girls, some dancing, some this thing. He suddenly found when he got up, he's in a strange place where all luxury is there. He is lying down. He asked some ladies, where am I? Where should you be? You are in the heaven. You have been brought over here. But it's only temporary. If you confess all the crimes you have done, then God Indra will pardon you and you will be here permanently. Otherwise, in 15 minutes time, you will be named out to the hell. He said, it's so easy. I only to confess and I'll be here permanently. But then he remembered that one saying of Mahavir. He looked at them all. They should be goddesses and fairies like. He found their feet touched the ground. He said, there is some conspiracy. Yes. This cannot be the heavens. Mm-hmm. Then he confessed all the good deeds which has never done. Yes. So the king was frustrated, he was left out. He said, look here. I just heard that holy man's words only for 1 minute. Now my life has been saved. Uh-huh. I don't know if I were to hear all his words, what all I would get. He went back, bowed to Mahavir and requested him to make him his disciple.
But Swamiji, many devotees of God, many people who just yearn for happiness are in remote places of the world without access to any satsang, without access to any holy people. They may have books, they may have some things to read. What would one do for satsang if they had no place to go to find holy men or find people who even talk about God? Yes. How can they fulfill that need?
See, luckily, many of those people have left, say for example, Bhagavan Ramana. We got talks with Bhagavan Ramana. They got day to day with Bhagavan Ramana. So there is record of their speeches to various people. So take the standard books. Don't go to non-standard books. Anybody who writes about God, see, he himself might never have known. Simply by referring to some books, he has got a beautiful English, he writes very well. It may appeal to some, but no. Take some standard people who have had, see, about Bhagavan Ramana, there has never been a controversy, including in all the foreign countries. He is being revered. Mm. So, take such people's books, you read, it is as good as satsang. And then you pray to the mother, mother, give me some satsang. You will definitely get it. Wherever from it comes, you do not know. Some holy men will knock at your door. And whether you want it or not, they will fill up your ears with some good advice and go. So that is the other way.
That's why she's a mother. That's what she does.
She's a mother. That's what she does.
What about if one wants to do the name of God but they have not been given a mantra? They have no knowledge of proper mantras. What should they take?
See, look here. God doesn't require a spell or a mantra. He requires your love. With the heart you love, take his name. Take the name if you don't know any other name. Oh Lord, oh God, oh my dearest, my sweetheart, my darling, anything you call, he knows he is calling me. Mm. There is more than sufficient. Give your heart. What did he doesn't bother for your language. Any spell or that, see, these are all only certain conveniences. Because people would believe in it and people have got. But the name of the Lord is equally efficient. And love alone, he casts, or he may do 1,000 mantras with your heart to heart. Om, om, my dear, om, om, om. What is the use? You say once, oh, not even because tears. And then your throat gets choked. The subject. That's all.
Om Shri Bhagavan.